Terry, because of what happened on America Worst, my MM has been talking about finding someone who owns an airplane. I don't know if she means marrying someone who has an airplane or finding a very close companion friend who has an airplane or what. But what would happen if that friend with the airplane wanted to share the bed with my mistress, Mom, and me? I think that could be very difficult, so I hope airport security relaxes enough so that we can have our life together without a man involved. She doesn't know that I can read the pillow that she has on her bed, and it says, "The more I know about men, the more I love my dog." When I read this, it makes me feel very secure in our future. When strangers come to my MM's house or to her movie trailer, I always jump up in their laps and I kiss them as though I have known them all their lives, which of course I have. That makes them feel very loved. When I play princess, I want all the attention I can get anyway, and of course I want everyone to love me too. So everybody wins, as long as it's not women with black dresses and pearls who are afraid that dog hair is something that no outfit needs. However, most strangers are so happy with the attention and love that I lavish on them that they don't really look down to see what their clothes look like. Anyway, no outfit is complete without dog hair. Basically, dog hairs are threads of love from heaven. When we arrive at a hotel, I know what the concierge's uniforms look like now. So while my MM is checking in, I go right over to the concierge and I jump up and I lick his face and I gently nip his nose. When he takes all my mistress mom's bags up to the room, I run around in circles and I help him unpack the bags. Sometimes I even drag out my MM's undies so that he gets a big laugh. After I have connected with the concierge, I know he'll want to...